Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to This Is It. I'm your host, A.M. Styles. Tonight's topic, mental health awareness. But before we get started, you know, I always do my usual spiel. So I want to give send out thoughts and condolences to the family of officer that was shot and killed today in Texas. Sadly, it seems that too many people in this world seem to not appreciate life or have respect for life. So I also want to vent about this whole tax reform bill that went out, but, you know, I don't really like get into the politics of things, but this just baffles me because within that bill was also things that affects so many people, especially when it comes to healthcare. But once again, all I can say is that remind people, get out and vote. Do not vote for these politicians, i.e. conservatives, that keep saying that they gotta cut all these taxes or cut all these programs. All they're doing is cutting programs to hurt people. That's not Christian-like, I'm sorry. But that brings me to the topic of tonight, mental health awareness. I often wonder how many people how many of these elected officials actually have mental illnesses based upon some of the things that I've seen, read, and heard in the news, groping or sexually assaulting women, young boys. The list can go on and on, but makes you wonder at what point will they start or stop trying to cut out some programs that are designed to help people with mental illnesses. So that's one of the topics tonight. But understanding mental health issues, especially in the Black community, it really isn't talked about because oftentimes those who live or suffer with mental illness, so it isn't something Blacks, or not just to say Blacks, but anyone have, or they may feel admitting to it is a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of weakness. In my opinion, which I'll go ahead and state right now, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. This is the shows are based upon my opinions, or those people that might be guest speakers on the show. But for me, from my experience, those that I've encountered from all different aspects of life tend to feel the need to be appreciated, recognized for their hard work. They have mood swings from one extreme to the next. Many don't understand that there is a chemical imbalance, which causes their perception of things to be different than what the situation really is about. As I said before, in no way, shape, form, or fashion am I a medical professional or a licensed doctor or anything like that. But in my opinion, I believe there is a disconnect in how the brain relates to information or how they view the only way to approach a situation. They may have caused them frustration because they can only see it from one certain standpoint or one certain viewpoint. And that's just on how they have created routines for themselves to actually hide their illness or their condition. But I want to write down that every state has resources to help those who seek help in treating their mental illness without being placed inside of a mental hospital. You're not crazy. They're not going to put you in a straitjacket. It's basically bringing awareness to something that a lot of people don't seem to understand. I know that when you're classified as having a mental illness, you're oftentimes called crazy, retarded, dumb, whatever. But we have too many derogatory labels in this country, really in this world. I mean, a mental illness is a disability. So even growing up, if you heard someone had a disability, you called them crippled, or they were called crippled or handicapped. And it has such a negative connotation to where a lot of people that live with some form of chronic pain, illness, whether it's physical, mental, internal, some people hide it. It's very hard once someone is newly diagnosed with having some type of mental condition, whether it be the autism, schizophrenia, or bipolar. A lot of people don't know how to, or they don't know what to do or what's expected. All they know is that this is something they have to live with for the rest of their life. And I'm a big advocate for people to, get involved with a support group so that way you have someone to talk to that can actually relate to what you're going through, or may possibly understand the daily struggles that you may have in life. For the most part, I do speak with different people that have different types of illnesses, whether it's mental, physical, or internal, and I try my best to be as neutral or understanding or empathetic to what they're going through. I'm not the best. Sometimes even listening to my people on my team, they make jokes that Pops, which is a nickname people call me because of my demeanor and how I speak with everyone. They say that I'm always calm and I can calm them down. I have that soothing voice or soothing approach to the situation to where it relaxes them to where they can not have an anxiety attack or a panic attack. It is a gift that I have, I do have a gift to speak, but also believe in listening to what people have to say and what they're going through. And in today's world, we're so, society is so fast paced and they want things right now to where a lot of times some of the choices or decisions that any one of us could make can lead to a situation to where it causes us anxiety, stress, or something that we really weren't ready for. But when you have a mental illness or a mental health problem, don't matter which one it is, I'm just going to say in general, and that's just my opinion, is when you're going through some of these things, a lot of times when I've seen people, they assume the worst. They can't get themselves out of that ditch or that rabbit hole that they feel like they're in, and that the world is caving in around them and that nothing else makes sense. And a lot of times I have to wait for them to stop to take a breath before I can interject and really calm them down. It's not that they can't calm themselves down, but sometimes their brains are just working overtime. And a lot of times that might be another problem. I mean, There's people I know that are autistic and how they're autistic. Them being autistic isn't what people will think about or the level of autism that they have. There's different levels. So I've learned by watching and picking up key things that I notice are triggers for people. And one of the things is that when their routine, and it's kind of like for most people, when that routine is changed or altered, and it's not by their doing, it creates chaos in their mind. And that chaos, they can't seem to understand how to get it back right, because you can't control someone else and what they do or anything else. All you know, or they know, is what their capabilities are, but at the same time trying to hide those flaws. I've had situations where I had to walk someone through on getting home because there was an accident on the highway. They panicked, they freaked out, because now they're forced to take a different route, and where they were at, I don't mean to laugh, but where they were at, their GPS wasn't working. And that scared them. And by them being scared, they wind up having an anxiety attack. So I had to, how you doing? But I had to raise my voice, you know, to get their attention. Like, hey, calm down. I got it. I got you. Let me explain or walk you through on where you are. Just give me the cross streets and I can redirect you to where you get back to a point that is familiar to you, and how I can get you to back to your home or work, wherever you need to go. That's one issue, or I said one example. One thing I know that during the holidays, especially around Christmas and Thanksgiving, New Year's, there you'll see more people showing mental problems or that they're unstable. And it all might stem from something that happened to them in the past, or they may feel alone, or that whatever the case may be. But generally around this time of year, you'll see a lot more domestic violence cases, or murder suicide. It's, all of these things play a big part in the mental health that we're told or taught in society, that if you go to a psychiatrist or a counselor or a therapist and talk about your problems, then something's wrong with you. Yet, I mean, and this is coming from, I'll say, the 1%, and we all know who 1% is. But yet and still, they use counselors and therapists to their advantage to help them get through everything. Imagine if everyone had the same access to the mental health care, or just health care period, to where it covers the mental aspect. I remember when I was fighting for my daughter, one of my daughters, I was trying to get custody of, and I went through my job's employee assistance program, and they basically couldn't help me. They know what to do about that. Okay, so fast forward a few more years later, I was told I have RSD and that I need to say, talk to a counselor. This is suicide disease, all this negative stuff. Once again, reached out, try to find someone, because I really felt like I need someone to talk to or to get this really out. And because I was actually struggling, because if people are having these thoughts of suicide, I'll admit that, yes, it was going through my head, like, why they do that? And pain would hit me, and I'm like, oh, God, I want to stop. Yes, I can see why they want to commit suicide. I feel the same way. But then I will snap out of it once the pain eases. And then I hear stories of people committing suicide because of the pain, no one understanding. And that changed my whole outlook and my whole perception of the mental aspect of everything that I was going through. So that's when I started or suggested, hey, maybe I need to join a support group to get a better understanding, to get more involved. Then, even when I joined the support groups, I felt like it still wasn't enough, that people were being told the same thing over and over again to where it was being rehashed. I said, okay, there's got to be something else besides just constantly throwing out medical facts, different treatments that people try, different doctors, different this, different that, different case studies. You can get overwhelmed with that, but and you keep reading all that stuff, and it all comes back to the same point: no cure. True enough, some of the treatments do help people, but there was still, to me, one part was missing. That one part that was missing was the mental aspect of everything. Who's actually taking time to talk to people that live with RSD? And that's all I was focused on at first, was just RSD. How could so many people live like this? So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to go ahead and do a newsletter, get something different. And one day I will get back to you on the newsletter, but right now, with everything on that's going on, I really don't have the time. And I've asked people in the past, hey, you mind helping with this? I still get emails from people asking me when I'm gonna start back up, but everyone has to understand that doing the newsletter by myself is a chore. It's like work. I don't have the financial resources to keep doing it. And I say that because with me having my own business, I have to go out and try, drum up business, customer interviews, just so that way I can care for my family and I. But back to the point is that even still doing the newsletter, I still felt something else was missing. And so, and at the time, I was also producing another radio show about myself for the minority community. But still, in my heart, my mind, there's something missing for RSD. So, hence, I started the radio show. And I'll admit, after a few shows, I began to say, okay, it shouldn't be just about RSD. Because people that live with chronic pain, they need that help or that someone to talk to as well. And what brought me to that was one of the first people that listened to the show. He stumbled upon the show by accident. But like I said, the first few episodes, he felt, oh wow, they're giving me good material. I'm able to learn. I can take this and apply it to my life. And so that made me feel good. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I need to open up to all people that suffer with some form of chronic pain or chronic illness, or whether it's mental, internal, physical, whatever it is. And hence, that's why I do the show. I mean, if you follow the show, then you know I talk about it quite often about I do the show for the mental aspect, and I let you know I'm not really I'm not a licensed physician or counselor or anything to that nature. I do this just for the fact of giving people that outlet, so that way they'll feel like that they're alone. And a lot of times when you feel like you're alone, especially when you have mental illness problems or mental problems, you see things as though your life is gloom and doom. No one cares. No one loves you. Everything you do in the world, you're on your own. You constantly question why. You pray for it or whatever it is. And then when you do have it, you appreciate some of it, but you're still afraid that okay, why are they here? And it's that paranoia that you like, okay, they're going to leave me like everybody else. So that starts the cycle all over again. And I constantly remind people, I'm not going anywhere as long as you have me a part of your life and we can talk openly and freely. I'm always here. If you tell me not to bother you or be a part of your life, I'm not going to force myself in that situation to be around or, you know, help. So the other part that about the mental health thing is that I went to school with someone, I mean, in high school and everything else. He was schizophrenic, and seeing him have breakdowns, it crushed me. God was in my class, and I actually saw everything he went through, and I was real close to his, before he was in my class, I knew his brother and his mom previously from everything else, but when she remarried, that's when I met, her new son-in-law, his new stepson. So anyway, it was hard seeing how it affected their whole family. And I hear stories of people like, well, they can't really diagnose schizophrenia or bipolar or this until a certain age. I think, truthfully speaking, in my opinion, I think they can diagnose it earlier than what they're telling people. It's a lot of times that some doctors or some group may feel that diagnosing something like that may be the wrong step because it may cause problems down the road when it comes to having them insured. I understand and I get that. Because I know how insurance companies act, especially the way they are now, is that if you've broken a fingernail or you had that surgery because you stubbed your toe or you played sports, you're high risk now. That makes no sense to me. Kids play sports. I don't understand. Well, I understand. To me, it's called greed. But the fact that you want people to pay into insurance to cover them, but you don't want them to file any claim. It's like how they say Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid are entitlement programs. No, when you pay into something, that's not an entitlement. That's like you going out buying a car. And they tell you, oh, nope, you can't drive it, but you can keep making payments on it. And, you know, all you can do is just take a picture of it and show everybody, this is the car that I own, but I can't drive it. Doesn't make sense. Or you go to a restaurant, order food, and they don't bring it to you, but they bring you the check saying, okay, you spent $57 on your dinner. You can't eat it, but you got to pay for it. Makes no sense. And how so many people can accept that as being okay, that to me shows a sign of a chemical imbalance. And that is, that's nothing to laugh at or make light of or be, I'm not making jokes about this. I'm pointing out that there's so many people that suffer from some form of mental illness that they go untreated. Think about all these mass shootings. The person says, he had an issue of mental health problems. Well, my next question is, if he had a history of mental health problems, what were you doing to treat them? What were you doing to stay on top of his care? Are helping. To me, that's a Bible question. You can't just rely on that person's family because a lot of times they don't know where to turn to get for these resources. A lot of states have these different resources, but unfortunately, the way things are set up now, they're cutting out all these programs. And for what reason? To help or aid people that don't need the help. How can you have a country, a nation, a world filled with so much greed that they'll sell the coat off their own parents' back just so that they can say they have more money? That's a sickness. The Bible even says this is sickness. Greed is one of the deadly sins. But back to the whole thing of mental awareness. I don't personally know which month is Mental Health Awareness Month, which I probably will go ahead and look for online right now from my computer. That's what, give me a second. I'll check it out to see which one. Okay. Okay. Awareness Month is what? It's in May. So, just think, in May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Here it is, December. And I see more things happening with people's mental health or mental issues coming to light more so around the holidays. And why that is, I don't know. But it's something that I feel that needs to be, that should be addressed. I know that I have done a show in May that touched on mental health issues. And so, as one of the things with the mental health issues is that soldiers or anyone that suffers from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Some people don't understand or don't associate that with military or veterans. I can tell you that from personal experience, no, it can affect anyone. The key word is traumatic. Any traumatic event that can trigger you to have PTSD. Had anxiety. For a while after I was attacked, I couldn't be around people if they had a knife. And that made me uncomfortable. It didn't matter who it was, but mentally, that was a sign of danger. That I need to be on guard. I need to be prepared for the worst. People thought I was crazy, or they didn't seem to understand or relate to what I was saying. But I tell people, I'm like, well, I let people know that it's like, just like you've been in a car accident. If you, once you're in a car accident, you ride with someone and they do a sudden jerk of the car or swerve to miss somebody, the person that was in the car accident before is going to have like an anxiety attack or a flashback, and it's going to freak them out, which is common. What isn't common is how we tell people, suck it up, don't let it be known. Back in September, when I went to the Kansas City Health and Beauty Expo, I was on the panel, and one of the women there was focused on mental health. And she brought the fact that, yes, a lot of people don't know that there are services for people with mental health issues, especially in the Kansas City area. She gave the address, and she was like, oh, well, I only thought that you can go there for this. And she said, no. It's like, have a small office. It's right there. It's like, true enough, there's no signs telling you that. But I have to ask or wonder, Why is it that has to be hidden off to the side where people know that it's there? is so that way that people or society has someone to blame when something goes wrong, or that when you do something wrong, oh, he was crazy or she was crazy, or they have mental health issues. They're used as scapegoats, and that's not fair. Who wants to be labeled as having mental issues only when it's convenient for someone to place the blame on you, when instead said, hey, I see you suffering with this, how about we do this? I'm not saying that there aren't people that do that, but so many in the political realm or political leaders or just leaders, period, majority of leaders don't care to bring that up. You hear stories or you read how the current administration rolled back the rules about if you have a mental illness, there's processes you have to go through before you can get a weapon, a gun. Oh, no, let's get rid of that. That is a bad mistake on all of our parts for letting people like this run and control our government and things that we all know needs to be addressed. Nobody wants to talk about it, just like mental health. Nobody wants to talk about it. Well, I'm here. I'm talking about it as best I can. Like that. I'm not an expert on mental health. I'm just talking about it based upon recent transactions that I've gone through and stuff that I've seen online and stored online on social media talking to different people, or the fact of reading stories like from the different media outlets and sitting back and just in awe based upon how things are twisted and stated just for whatever reason. Sometimes it's for personal gain, but they don't see the dangers about things that they say and the things that they do. I remember growing up, they used to tell us that, oh, don't watch Super Friends or some of these cartoons because kids were trying to act these out. But for the most part, we didn't. I mean, we'll run around with our hands in the air because we can fly like Superman. Yeah, but now with as much things that are so really accessible, all these games and the lack of some of these laws or rules that were in place, i.e. the subliminal messages, some of these games have subliminal messages. There's currently no law that prohibits companies from placing subliminal messages in their ads. And with everything been on social media, they're doing it now. One of the key words you might hear a lot of times is fake news. They're putting stuff out there to make you confused or give you false information, give you false hopes about, oh yeah, well I can walk around with a gun and not be arrested. No. Or I can go around and smoke weed or marijuana and be fine. No. I'm all for people being able to use marijuana for medicinal purposes. Hell, even for recreational. I've never heard of someone getting high from smoking marijuana and killing a lot of people or running people over. Most times, most people that I know that have smoked medicinal, they become so mellow and laid back. Don't get it. But I know that medicinal marijuana or just marijuana period, it does help those that suffer with PTSD or anxiety. I think if it actually became legal in more places, not just because someone has cancer or MS, because, okay, by that time, you don't want to deal with them. So here, get high. You don't want to be bothered with you. By that time, someone that's in stage 4 cancer, you tell them, oh, yeah, go smoke some marijuana. That's kind of too late for that, in my opinion. Should have been doing that beforehand. Because there are, I mean, I guess there are scientific facts about that that actually helps the body and the brain. I also watch, another thing that made me think about this show was a show called The Good Doctor. If you ever get a chance to watch it, please do. I mean, this kid, he's amazing. And he put your mind of a mixture of, well, no, I guess for me, just the way he acts, it's like he has no emotion. He has no feeling, but when you throw medical stuff at him, he can see how to fix it. He can see beyond the box that a lot of times we're placed in. I like the fact that there is taking someone that, in my opinion, is autistic, and that he's a doctor and able to do this because he does understand. But even in the show, you see how people that's not within the hospital group, they question, is he really capable? Are people with mental illnesses or mental diseases capable? Or anybody with chronic pain? I'm living proof that people with chronic pain, yes, you can be successful, or you do have something to offer. You know your worth. That's one of the things that I always tell my team, my people, because they call me pops. I tell them all the time, know your worth. If you don't know it, I will tell you what your worth is, because to me, you are very valuable. You have something inside you that I see, but you have to see it and feel it for yourself. You may be hurt. You might be going through some tough times. You might be having one of your episodes to where your mood is swinging far to the right or far to the left. That's where I come in and try to encourage you to find something positive. Find something positive. I mean, take that negative and turn it into something positive. I'm still in the process of taking negatives and turning to positive. During the show, is still taking the negative of my life, living with this chronic pain, and trying to turn it into something positive. But with that being said, I'm going to take a quick break right quick, and I'll be right back. Okay, everybody, I'm back. And during the break, something popped in my head. Excuse me. What popped in my head is a hip-hop song that came out decades ago. I won't say what year, but it was by a group called the Ghetto Boys. And it was my mind's playing tricks on me. It talks about how, I guess in my opinion, it touches slightly on mental health. because a lot of times what we may see may not be reality. So therefore, our mind is playing tricks on us. I mean, there's been times when I felt like my mind was playing tricks on me because I could have sworn I just turned that light off and all of a sudden it comes back on. Yeah, I may joke around with my friends like, okay, yeah, I have movies in my house that turn stuff on. Or different, you might see different things that aren't there, but you could have sworn that you did see something. But back to the concept of mind playing tricks on them. The same thing happens when we get so fixated on one view that we don't see anything else, or people that suffer from bipolar or schizophrenia, they only see one thing. And you can kind of tell when that happens or about to happen because you'll see that blank look in their eyes, that glaze. And please understand, this is just from my experience and talking with or being around people that live with this. And seeing that look on their face or in their eyes and trying to bring them back and get them back to refocus is sometimes the hardest thing that anyone can really do. No matter if you have a mental illness or not, it's just a matter of focusing that energy or your thoughts, bring them back to somewhere to where that you can reassess if they're able, reassess where they are and their process. And a lot of things that I do when I see that is I start questioning, like, hey, what's on your mind? What do you see? Tell me, talk to me. Let me know what's going on. So that way it gives me an idea of where they are. I don't like to say mentally, but where they are mentally for me to, you know, try and encourage them in a positive way or get them into a positive space instead of being in those dark spaces that we all go through in life. It's just some people, theirs are a little more deeper than that of those that may classify themselves as being normal. So, but that's the whole premise of mental health awareness. I mean, if you need mental health, if you need help, Google mental health resources for your city, state, see what comes up. Other things you may want to do is try to find support groups. And a lot of times once you do research for your area, they'll have those different things. And you know what? Sometimes go to your primary care physician and tell them, hey, if you have an HMO insurance, and let them know, hey, I like to talk to a counselor or a therapist or a psychiatrist or a neurologist. I feel something isn't right. We have to be our own advocate sometimes, especially when we're dealing with a lot of the health issues that we all might experience at some point in life, whether it's physical, both internal and external, or just the mental aspect. Don't let it go undiagnosed or untreated, because in the long run, it may cause more damage by pretending that it doesn't affect you or it's not something that you have. Play it safe. Talk to someone. Talk to a medical professional. Let them know, hey, this is going on. Or if you feel like, hey, that's not the best solution, and you just need to talk to someone else, or especially with mental illness, people may have thoughts of suicide, and sometimes suicide, you need to call to, you may need to make a phone call to the Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255. Once again, suicide prevention, 1-800-273-8255. And that's here in the U.S. For those that are in other countries, I don't know what the number is for your location, for your area. I can suggest that you Google for your area, and either on your phone or your computer. Preferably on your computer. Preferably on your phone, because a lot of people use a GPS on their phone. I brought this up because I read stories how a 10-year-old girl and 13-year-old girl, well, the 10-year-old girl succeeded in committing suicide. And that's all because of being bullied. 13-year-old tried to kill herself. Well, really, there's two 13-year-olds. One did and one didn't. But she left a note. But still, it's still that thought of not reaching out for help. And sometimes when we reach out for help, we get shamed. And I think that needs to stop. Especially with today's society. I'm sorry, it's so mind-boggling how I'm reading stories or hearing on the news, politicians, actors, music people, all the sexual harassing. There's a mental break. I mean, there's an actual mental breakdown. Some are even justifying it, saying, hey, they were 14, so therefore they're consenting. I'm sorry, I don't know a 14-year-old that can make a decision about consenting with an adult that's 30 years old. But that, to me, says that a person, generally the man that is pursuing these young girls, they have a mental problem. And there's even some of these teachers, both men and women, they have mental problems that needs to be addressed. And I don't mean just, oh, here, let's put them in jail and tell them, yes, just admit that you are a sexual predator and we'll let you go. You'll be on the sexual predator federal government list, and that's it. No, it's more than that. Sometimes you wonder if it's the water that we drink or the food that we eat that's causing a lot of it. All these chemicals that's causing so much of the chemical imbalance, I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. It's just so much stuff that doesn't make sense, but yet is often overlooked. So tonight's show is, forgot to do the sponsorship. Let me go ahead and do that before I forget. For those that are listening in and you would like to take part in being a sponsor of any of the shows that we have, whether on Blog Talk Radio or on the other station that we have, which is a music station on the internet, you can send us an email at info@amstylesent.com, and let us know that you're interested in being a sponsor of the show. We'd be more than happy to send you the information about the different packages that we offer. So tonight's show is brought to you by, of course, AM Styles Enterprises, our subdivision, Kodiak Creations, for the graphic and web design and photography, and for CTO Business, which focuses on the entertainment business for all your needs. So, and we're coming up on an hour, so I would like to go ahead and take a quick, nope, I'll do that in 10 minutes. Get back on track. Sorry. It's kind of difficult now doing the show solo, dolo. So bear with me. Just getting back in the swing of things. Got to rebuild my team for the radio show. So, but that's where we are now with the show. That I guess some people wondered what was going on. It just some changes have come. People that my angels and stuff, they are busy doing stuff with different nonprofit organizations to help them out. So I don't want to take away from that. And more so, I want to make sure that they actually give their all to help other people. That's more important to me than being part of the show. So I will, starting next year, I'll start reaching out to other people that have shown interest in being part of the show. So every once in a while you might hear a new voice. It's just to get an idea of how it will work out with the flow of everything. So I just want to make sure that I bring in the right group of people or individuals that will be part of the show. Also, we have in the works of bringing in, having another show that centers around some of the social issues in the U.S. and in certain in different communities. So I will say that whatever they say is, I will not say that it's they have freedom of speech. So it's not going to be anything that pertains to hate or anything. It's more so bringing awareness to unite every different community across the U.S. So I told them I strongly support that type of commitment and plan to bring people together. So if things go right, then yes, beginning of the year, they should be on the air with us. I said it's just a matter of working out the final details for everybody to agree upon, and we shall be back with something that is for everybody. Or if you got ideas of other shows, besides the Chronic Pain show and our sports show, which I will tell everybody that there's going to be some changes coming to the AMC networks. We're going to add more stuff, more shows, different type of shows, just so that way we can, you know, fill up the airspace and time that I pay for. So, and with that being said, check to see if anyone is. Nope, no one's in the chat room. So I will shut the show down early tonight. I thank everybody for tuning in and listening. If you got any comments, questions, concerns, complaints, go ahead and send it to us at info@amsouthent.com. Once again, that's info@amsouthent.com. We'll be more than happy to respond with your comments, questions, or concerns, or complaints. We'd love to hear from you, as we always do. So with that being said, I thank you for tuning in and listening, and have a safe rest of the week, rest of the month, rest of the year. But before I actually sign off, I do have one request for everybody. I know that during Thanksgiving and Christmas, we all want to give during that time of year, or during this time of year. My one request is call, check up on somebody, not just because it's the holidays. Call and check up on someone because you truly care about them, because none of us are promised tomorrow. And calling and checking on someone that you haven't talked to in a while, that you may know be going through something, reach out to them. Let them know that you're there, you care, and you have an ear if they need it. Show love. I'm your host, AM Styles. thank you for listening in.
Thank you.